Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Many older Americans are in the midst of an addiction to gambling. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. The facts are grim and the consequences are devastating. Older Americans are the fastest growing segment of the population known as problem gamblers, people so hooked on gambling that many have lost their retirement nest egg. Retired people, often widowed, struggling with grief, and lonely, are looking for social interaction to escape depression and often chronic pain. The nation's $40 billion a year gambling industry knows that and actively and aggressively goes after them. Casinos go to extreme lengths to get these high-stakes customers. They offer enticing incentives, bus trips, drinks, food, hotel accommodations for free. Psychologists say people over the age of 50 are much sought after because they've accumulated wealth and are especially vulnerable to wagering more than they can afford. And older Americans with dementia are even more in jeopardy as they are unable to use appropriate judgments. Centers for Gambling Studies say video gambling machines are the overwhelmingly favorite among older casino goers because they offer the greatest escape, because the repetitive mechanical action lulls players into a trance-like state and they lose track of their worries. Video gambling is permitted in more than 40 states. New research has made a connection between compulsive gambling and a variety of serious health issues, from obesity, heart disease, insomnia, and other stress-related disorders. Last year, for the first time, the American Psychiatric Association officially recognized compulsive gambling as an addiction rather than a personality disorder. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris, with the family in mind.